We're continuing the Shir on Likutei Halachos, Choshen Mishpat, Chelek Aleph, Hilchos Shluchin, Halacha Gimel, and in our volumes, it's page 399, the left-hand column, almost halfway down the page, V'alkein Ner Chanukah. We said that this halacha is based on Torah Nun Aleph in Likutei Moran, where Rabbeinu Zal speaks a lot about emes and sheker, and he speaks about the ability to see the eyes, and how when a person cries, the eyes become blurry, they can't see so clearly and so well. And now Rav Nosson Zal is tying that chapter in Likutei Moran into the halacha, into the laws of Chanukah. V'alkein ner Chanukah shu b'chinas oyer ha-hashgocha she'onu megalim gam lemato me'asor tvochim. And therefore, the Chanukah candles, which we learned before, represent Hashem looking at us, the supervision of Hashem, which is called light. That's light. And on Chanukah, we're able to bring the Hashgacha down even below 10 Tvachim, all the way down to the lowest, to show that Hashem sees, is supervising everything, even in the lowest places. Shehu b'chinas mekoymois harachoykim, the places that are furthest away from Hashem. V'alkein manichin ner Chanukah al Pesach habayis mibachutz. Rav Nosson Zal says, based on what we learned in the previous shir about b'shivtecha b'veisecha uvelechtecha v'aderech, that it's important to be connected to Hashem in the house and also when you go out of the house, uvelechtecha b'aderech, outside. So Rav Nosson Zal says that's why one of the best places to light the Chanukah candles is at the entrance to the house, outside, right outside the entrance to the house. Lehoyer ha-hashgocha gam b'chutz, to show that we're turning on, we're activating the hashgocha protia, the hashgocha of Hashem, the supervision of Hashem, even outside of the bayis, b'b'chinas derech, even on the derech, on the road. Shezeu b'chinas klolius achra b'riya b'yechod. This is what we learned previously. This is attaching the creation to before creation, to Hashem Echod. Ki kula yechod, because it's all really one. V'alkein madlikin ner Chanukah b'tchilas halayla, and this is also why we light Chanukah candles in the beginning of the night. Kedei lichloil layla bayoim, because what we're trying to do is we're trying to connect the night to the day. Kanal, as we mentioned in the previous year. V'zehu shezman ha-hadloko mishas yitzias ha-kichovim ad shetichlo regel menashuk. And this is why the Gemara says that the time for lighting Chanukah candles begins from Tzeis HaKoychovim, and you're allowed to continue to light it until people are no longer walking around in the marketplace. Yitzias HaKoychovim hu bechinas oyer ha-hashgocha. When we talk about the stars coming out, that represents Hashem's supervision. Why? Ki Yisrael nimshelu l'koychovim, because we know that the Jewish people are compared to stars. Kama shekosuv v'hinchem hayoim kechoych v'yashamayim l'roiv, as it says clearly in the pasuk, that you, Klal Yisrael, today are like the stars of heaven, plentiful. V'Yisrael heim b'chinas hashgocho kanal, and the Jewish people are the ones who really believe in and really receive the full hashgach of Hashem. Rabbeinu Zal shows in a different Torah and Likutei Moran, Torah Yud Gimel, chapter 13, there Rabbeinu Zal differentiates between the Jews and Lahavdil the Goyim, that the Jews receive the full hashgach of Hashem. Hashem looks at us fully, where the vision of Hashem is like a laser beam that goes out to us and comes back, and brings us back into the eyes of Hashem, Kaviyochel, whereas the way Hashem looks at the other nations is half a Hashgacha, where the laser beam goes out, but it doesn't bring them back into the eyes of Hashem. Rabbeinu Zal explains this very, very well over there in Torah Yud Gimel and Likutei Moran. So here, Rav Nosson Zal is saying, V'Yisroel hin b'chinas Hashgacha now. The Jewish people are the concept of Hashgacha. Ki ha-hashgocha hu b'chinas oyer ho'einayim. Because hashgocha is a concept of light, where Hashem, when it's light, you can see. Hashem sees us. V'hateva hu b'chinas choshech. Whereas nature, when we talk about teva, which is the opposite of hashgacha, teva corresponds to choshech, darkness. B'chinas cheshka seinayim, where the eyes are dark, they don't see. She'ein yoide mehashgachoso yisborach. That's those people who don't know. They don't believe in hashgacha of Hashem. V'achizosoi hu mebechinas pigimas halavona. And the teva has power, it draws its power from the fact that the moon is defective. As the Gemara tells us, when Hashem first created the world, originally the moon and the sun were equal, and then because the moon complained about it, Hashem made the moon smaller. The moon became pogum. It shrank. Shehu b'chinas choshech, that's the concept of darkness. B'chinas, as it says by Yitzchok Avinu, v'techeno einov meirois, his eyes became weak from being able to see. B'chinas ve'enei leo rakois, and it says about leo imenu, that her eyes were swollen from crying. This concept of pigame naim. And every Jew has to do whatever he can to repair, to help repair, to fill in what's missing in the Levana, to restore the moon to its original light. That the moon should go back to being equal to the sun. Meaning that the night should become like day. Today, during the day, we have the sun, so it's very light. At night, we only have the moon, so it's dark. But when the moon will become like the sun, then it'll be lailo kayoim yoyer. The night will be lit up like the day. Achar abriya b'koydum abriya. To plug in after the creation to before creation. How? Al yedei shema'aminim shegam hateva hi hashgacha. Through the fact, when we believe that even when it looks like the world is being conducted with teva, it's not true. The teva is also the hashgacha of Hashem. Hashem is controlling the teva also. Hashem hu hu elikim. And elikim is teva, is hateva. V'hakoychovim heim b'chinas tikun pigimas halavona. The stars represent the tikkun for the deficiency of the moon. Why? K'moshom Rabbi Seinus Al, as the Gemara says there in Chulin, She'omar HaKadosh Baruch Hu La'alavono She'tismait. That at one point Hashem said to the Levana, you're complaining? You're going to become smaller. And then the moon said, but what did I say? I didn't say anything wrong. So Hashem said, you're right, you know what? And therefore we're going to give you the Koychavim, we're going to give you the stars. They're going to be with you, they're going to operate with you, so that they will give you, together with the stars, you'll have a lot of light. So we see that the stars represent the tikkun of the pigima salavona. The stars are filling in what's missing from the levona. Shomra kodesh baruch hu la'levona shetismait, v'nosan lo ha'koychovim lo'hofiz daito. And then Hashem ended up giving the stars to the moon, to appease the moon, to let the moon know, don't worry, you're not going to be so small, you're not going to be so dark. You're going to have the stars with you, so you're going to be pretty strong. Hainu, ki ha-koychovim heim b'chinas Yisrael. Like we said before, the koychovim represent klal Yisrael, shenim shelu la-koychovim, who are compared to stars. Sheheim mamshichim oyer ha-hashkocho gam balayla. And the Jewish people, they draw the light of hashgocho even at night, be'es pigimas halavona, when the levona is operating, which is pogum, the levona is pogum. Sheze b'chinas oyer ha-koychovim, that's the concept of the light of the stars, that represents the Jewish people who see Hashem even when it's dark. Even in the teva, they see the hashgacha. Shal yidei emunas oyer ha-hashgacha gam balayla, by the Yidden believing in the light of Hashgacha, even at night, Shehu b'chinas choshech, even when it's dark, b'chinas teva, even when it looks like everything is going according to teva, sheyoidim shehakol rak b'hashgachos yisporach, but the Jews who are religious, they know that there is no teva. Everything is Hashgacha. Let's say today, if we see that the two major countries are America and Russia, and they seem to be controlling the world, and Russia invaded Ukraine, and they're doing that, this one's doing this. So one person says, this is all natural. They're big, this one is, they're both big. There's the big guys and the little guys. And the big guys try to swallow that everybody knows. They're always, and Russia knows that Ukraine has all kinds of natural resources and things. So of course they want it. Of course they want Crimea. One person explains it all in a natural way, al pi teva, and another person says, I know there is no everything is hashkocha. This is all part of the plan of Hashem. This is all part of bringing us closer to the coming of Moshiach. How? I don't know, but I know that there's no such thing as tetna. Everything is being moved. They're all puppets being moved around by Hashem. Hashem is moving all the pieces around to prepare the world for tshuva, to prepare the world for the geula shlema. So a person who believes in hashgacha, even when things seem to be going on al pi derech hateva, that's the concept of the stars that are lighting up the night. We are the stars, Klal Yisrael, the Koichovim. The light of the Koichovim is the Hashgacha, the Emun in Hashgacha, that even when it's dark, even when things seem to be going according to Teva, we're Yidden, we're Jewish. The Goyim say Teva, the newspapers, they say Teva. We know there's no such thing. This is all on the all Hashem moving all the pieces, and it's all Ramazim. For us to be zeicher to tshuva shalema, for us to be zeicher to come close to tzaddikim. V'al kein madlikim ner Chanukah shubchinas ora hashgacha me'eis. I'm sorry, a little further up. Shezeh b'chinas oira koychavim, shayde emun asur hashgoch gam b'layla, which is choysher teva, that we know everything is hashgoch, through that the layla is nichlal bayoim, the night becomes like day, the levona b'chama, the levona becomes like the sun, and teva b'hashgocha, the teva becomes like hashgocha for us. Because even when it seems like teva, we know that it's really hashgocha. Achar abriya b'koydom abriya kanal. Everything becomes one. V'alkein madlikin ner Chanukah shubchinas oir hashgacha me'eis yitzias hakoychovim. And this is why we light the Chanukah candles, which represent the light of hashgacha. We light it from the time of yitzias hakoychovim. Shein b'chinas oir hashgacha kanal, which we said represents the light of Hashgacha. Those stars lighting up the night remind us that even during the time of Pegimas Halavona, even when Teva seems to be in control, we know that it's really Hashgacha. Exactly. Ad shetichle regel min ashuk. Until when are you allowed to light Hanukkah candles? Until people are no longer walking around in the marketplace. Regel hu bechinas sheker. Rab Nosson Zal says the term regel is also associated with falsehood, lies. K'may shekosuv, as the pasuk says in Tehillim chapter 15, v'loy rogal al shoynoi. He didn't tell any lies. So we see rogal hoylich rochel, that kind of thing represents a liar, sheker. V'achizas hasheker hu bashuk. And where is the place where sheker is prevalent? In the marketplace, in the street, the place of the klipos. And we are trying now to eliminate the sheker from the shuk. And to be able to shine the light of emes, not just in the house, but even outside the house, even in the shuk. Leida ho'emes, that everybody should know the truth, shehakoyel b'ashgachosoy levad, that everything is only through the hashgach of Hashem. Shayidei zeh nichlal gam hashuk bifnim kanal. Through that, we bring the shuk inside. We plug it into the bias inside. That even those who are outside in the streets and everything, even they recognize the hashgach of Hashem, just like the people inside. V'hakoyel al yedei ho emes, and all of this is dependent on emes, like Rav Nosson Zal mentioned in the previous paragraph, Kimavur bat Torah Nal, as Rabbeinu Zal explains over there in Torah Nun Aleph, which this halacha is based on, Sheikar Klolius Achar Abriya Bekoidam Abriya Hualidei Hoemes, that the main way that we're able to take the whole Bria and plug it into before the Bria is through Emes, because Hashem is Emes and Emes is Echod. Emes is one, like Rabbeinu Zal shows in the Kutumran. If I want to say tell the truth about this table, I have to say it's a table. If I want to lie, I could say it's chicken soup, it's a turkey, it's a this. I can say 100 things. Sheker is many, Emes is one. So we who are in this world is called the Olam HaSheker. When we, in this Olam HaSheker, when we strive for Emes, when we learn the Torah, which is Emes, when we believe in Hashgacha, which is Emes, the more we work towards Emes, the more we're taking Achar HaBriya, this world, the Olam HaSheker, and plugging it into Koidam HaBriya, into Emes. We're taking the Sheker and purifying it and converting it into Emes. Now, Rav Nosson Zal adds, now you'll understand an interesting thing. If you look in the writings of the Arizal, the Alkein kol hakavonos shel Chanukah hu lahamshich oyer ho'emes kimavur bekavonos ari. If you look in the Sifrei Kabbalah and the writings of the Arizal, they show you that all of the Kabbalistic kavonos of Chanukah, it's all about emes. It's all revolving around emes. As is explained in the Pri Yitzchayim, the writing Me'inyan Hashmoina Po'omim Emes Shel Emes V'yatziv, the Arizal says, if you'll take a look in Shachris, from Kriya Shema until Shmon Esrei, the word Emes is mentioned 8 times exactly. Emes V'yatziv Enochein, Emes Atuhu Rishoin, Emes Mimitzrayim Gealtonu, exactly 8 times Emes, corresponding to the 8 candles of Chanukah. The 8 days of Chanukah represent these 8 dargois in Emes. Hameirin b'shmoina simei Chanukah, which shine brightly during the 8 days of Chanukah. Ki ikar hamshochas oyer ha-hashgocha shubchinas ner Chanukah hual yidei Emes. Because the main ability to draw this light of the hashgocha of Hashem upon us is dependent on Emes. The more a person is zeichet to be closer to the Emes, the more he will see and feel the Hashgacha of Hashem upon him. The more a person is attached to the Torah, which is Emes, to tzaddikim who are Emes, he will feel and see that everything going on in his life is with Hashgacha Prati. He'll see that it's not coincidence at all. He'll see things happen that make it perfectly clear that Hashem is watching him and Hashem knows exactly what he needs. Sometimes a person's walking the street and they're thinking, wow, I have to talk to this person. And that second, that person walks right in front of them. And the person says, I can't believe this. You know, I see Hashem mamish is working. This is not, you know, that just this minute I needed to see this person. And it's a person that I don't see often. I see him once a month. And I just thought that I need him. That second he's in front of me. These are examples of seeing the Hashgacha of Hashem. Now Rav Nosson Zal is going to take all of this, everything we learned till now about a shliach. If you recall, we spoke in the beginning about a shliach and a mishaleach. And the mishaleach, the real mishaleach, is Hashem, who is Echod. And the shliach is something different, something apart. But the whole mission of the shliach is to be exactly like the mishaleach, shluchoi shel adam kamoisoi. And if he does exactly what he was told to do, then he becomes one with the mishaleach. He becomes one with Hashem. It's exactly like Hashem is doing it. If that person, a person who is davening and learning and doing mitzvahs exactly the way Hashem wants him to do, then his davening and learning, it's like it's Torah Hashem and Tfilas Hashem, as we learned before. Now Rav Nosson Zal is going to show us an example where shlichim messed up, where a shliach does the wrong thing, and exactly how it ties into the chapter on Likutei Moran that we're working with. V'zeh b'chinas, and this is what we find in Chumash Bamidbar, where the Torah says that after Moshe Rabbeinu asked Hashem, after the Jews pressured Moshe Rabbeinu, they put lachatz on Moshe Rabbeinu. We want to see. Before we go into Eretz Yisrael, before we want to have people first check it out to see, who knows, maybe we can't go in. Let's see how good it is and everything. This is after Hashem told them that Eretz Yisrael is the best of the best. So the Torah says, Hashem says, that's what they want? Okay. Shlach lecho anoshim. You send for yourself. For me, I don't need no messengers. I don't need anybody to check out anything. If I said it's good, I know it's good. But shlach lecho anoshim, send for yourself messengers, v'yosuru es Eretz Kanan, and let them tour Eretz Kanan, let them look it over and everything. Pirish, what's the explanation of this? Shebo Yisroel lefnei Moshe, the Jewish people came to Moshe Rabbeinu v'amru, and they said, Nishlecho anoshim lefoneinu. We don't want to go there to Israel just like that. First, we want to send people to go in front of us. Let them check it out. Kama Shapirosh Rashi Sham, as Rashi HaKodesh says over there. Val yidei sherotzu lishloach shluchim losres oretz. By them wanting to first check it out themselves. We don't believe. We have to see. We have to see it with our own eyes. We have to have people who can come back and say, I saw Eretz Yisrael, and I saw it's exactly like Hashem said it is. Or it's not exactly, chas v'shalom. Al yidei zeh pogmu b'Eretz Yisrael. Through this, they were poigim in the kiddush of Eretz Yisrael. They messed up the holiness of Eretz Yisrael. Ki ikar ha-pigam hoyo al yidei ha-shluchim. The main pigam was caused by those messengers, Sheheim ha-maraglim. The Torah calls them maraglim. And remember, we just said in the previous paragraph that loy rogal al-shoinoi, that regel is sheker. Ki ha-shliach hu bechinas teva. Because if you recall, we learned earlier that a shliach represents teva. Shehi bechinas malach. A malach, an angel, is also called a shliach. And we mentioned, if you recall previously, that kaviyochel, there's Hashem and there's the malachim. And among the malachim, the highest malach of all the malachim is the malach memtes. And we said that a malach is called Elohim. We see in the Torah, in a few places, angels are called Elohim. And Elohim is Bigimatria Hateva. So the angels who are Shlichim, they represent Teva. A Shliach represents Teva. It's not Hashgocha. Hashem himself, when we say Tomid Eine Hashem Elokecha Bo, Hashem himself is watching you. That's Hashgocha. And then there's a lower level when Hashem says a malach to do something. I remember I once saw in the Sefer B'nai Yisochar, I believe, he asks a question. There's a pasuk that says, Refoeini Hashem ve'eirofei. Heal me, Hashem, and I will be healed. And he says, well, what does that mean? What's the pasuk trying to tell us? And he explains that sometimes when Hashem wants to cure a person, he does it through a malach. For example, there's a malach called Raphael, Al Shem Rafua. That's the angel who healed Avram Avinu after the Bris Milah. When a malach is sent to do a mission, a malach gets paid by the hour, not by the job. So the malach wants his mission to last as long as it can. A malach's mission, as long as he's working for Hashem, he's alive. When a malach finishes his job, poof, he's gone. He could be erased completely. So a malach wants to make his mission last as long as possible. So he operates like the doctors. When you go to a doctor, and you go to the doctor, and you pay him the $500 and everything, and the doctor says, and you'll come back again next week. And you'll come back again next month. And why? Because again, he's got to buy the Mercedes, and he's got to support his highfalutin lifestyle. He needs a lot of bucks. So you got to keep coming back. And again, if he could do it in one or two visits, why should he do it in one or two visits if he can stretch it to 5 or 10 visits? That's a doctor. Or lahavdil, a malach prefers not to rush. Whereas refoeini Hashem, whereas when Hashem says, malachim, get out of the way, I'm going to do this myself. When Hashem gives a person a refuah, it's one shot. There's no second visits. There's no coming back for another visit. That's the refoeni Hashem ve'rofei. So again, we see a malach is a lower level. A malach is bechinas teva. Malach represents teva, elikim. So again, but still a malach is a very high level. Rab Nosnal says, ki eretz Yisrael lemala mehateva legamri. The whole world is lemala mehateva to a degree. We said in the whole world there's hashgacha. But Eretz Yisrael, that's a whole other world. Eretz Yisrael is the merkaz of hashgacha in the world. Kishom hashgachosa yisporach tomid. Because in other places, Hashem looks and sometimes he's not looking so strong. But in Eretz Yisrael, the hashgacha of Hashem is constant. It's as powerful, as high as it could possibly be. Kama Shekosev, as it says clearly in the Chumash, Tomid Einei Hashem Alokecha Bo. The eyes of Hashem are constantly on Eretz Yisrael. So if there's any place in the world that there's super hashgacha, it's Eretz Yisrael. And when the Jews decided that they want to send messengers, pogmu bashgacha, they were poigim, they showed they don't believe in this hashgacha. Verotzu lisnaig bederech hateva, and they're showing, no, we want to be like all the other nations. Any other nation, before they go somewhere, everybody knows, you check it out first. You don't go just stump. You don't close your eyes. You don't have blind faith, right? So they wanted to be like that. L'shloach meraglim lirois im yuchlu lichboi shal piderech hateva. What were the meraglim going to tell them? Do we have the ability al piderech hateva to conquer Eretz Yisrael? I mean, we hear it's a difficult place, and there's 31 kings there. There's all kinds of stuff. Who knows? Maybe, you know. V'loi he'eminu. They didn't believe that through the super hashgacha of Hashem, which is strongest in Eretz Yisrael, yuchlu la'aloi safilu la'shamayim. Eretz Yisrael is not New York, and it's not Williamsburg, and it's not Stanford Hill. Even if you have religious, very religious neighborhoods in Chutz Laretz, Eretz Yisrael is a different league. In Eretz Yisrael, if a person wants to go climb up to Shamayim, he can do it. And because they showed that they don't believe in the Hashgacha, they were poigim in Hashgacha, al kein hoyo ikar hapigam al yidei ashluchim daika. That's why the whole story was all about meraglim, shluchim. It's called the story about a shliach. It's all about a shliach, because Rav Nosson Zal taught us already what the whole concept of a shliach is. That a shliach is a step down. A shliach is a concept of teva. Shehem amraglim, ki hashliach hu bebechinas malach memtes. As we saw, the shliach is like the malach memtes who rules during the 6 days of the week. Here again, the Zohar Kodesh and the Gemara tell us that on Shabbos, It's Hashem. Look, Shabbos, the word Shabbos is called the eyes. The Zohar HaKadosh shows that the word Shabbos is Shin Bas. The Shin has three heads to it. The Shin corresponds to the three colored rings of the eye. And the Bas is the pupil of the eye. So Shabbos is Lemala Me'ateva. Proof is, look, Shabbos, I walk around the whole day, no money, no nothing. And I live better on Shabbos, I'm dressed better, and I eat better, and I live better on Shabbos than I do a whole week. Go explain to a goy, tell a goy that, listen, I want you to listen to me. One day a week, I want to see if you can function without a wallet, without a telephone, without a car, without... Guy says, what are you, crazy? What are you, impossible, impossible. He's right. Al pi derech hateva, it's impossible. But Shabbos is not teva. Shabbos is lamala me'ateva. Shabbos is super hashgacha. The Zohar HaKadosh says again that on Shabbos, kaviyochel, Hashem is at the controls. During the 6 days of the week, he gives it over to the malach memtes, who is kosher, posel, tomei, toher, osur, mutter, like the Shisha Sidrei Mishnah, the six sheisha simei achoil. So Eretz Yisrael is bechina Shabbos. the Bir Likutim writes that the Torah writes about Eretz Yisrael all the time that it's called Eretz Zovas Cholav Udvosh. The last letters of Zovas Cholav Udvosh spell Shabbos, to show that Eretz Yisrael is Bechina Shabbos. Eretz Yisrael is Lamala Me'ateva. And they wanted to go with Teva. They wanted to send Shlichim. They want to send Malachim. The Malachim were Shakronim, Maraglim. When a person is sent as a messenger, he's got to be 100% loyal to the one who sent him. To return the mission back to the original sender. Like we learned earlier, that the shliach should be one with the mishaleach. That's the concept of attaching teva to hashgocha. That's the whole mission of a yid in this world. But the maraglim messed up their mission. They were not trustworthy, loyal messengers to the one who sent them. They brought back a bad report about Eretz Yisrael. Vamru sheker al Eretz Yisrael. They said lies about Eretz Yisrael. The sheker hu iker pigam hahashgocha. And sheker is what messes up hashgocha. There's a pasuk ki doiver shkorim lo yikoin lenegedeinov. There's a pasuk that says a person who speaks lies will not be in front of the eyes of Hashem. He removes the eyes of Hashem from him. He removes the hashgocha from him. K'may shekosuf sham b'Torah, as Rabbeinu Zal writes over there in chapter 51 of Likutei Moran. V'al kein gormu bechia u'demois. And that's why the Gemara says, what happened when they came back with their report? Everybody was crying. You hardly find it in the Torah, all of Klal Yisrael crying. Vusep is crying. What? Why crying? Because crying, K'may shekosuf, as the pasuk says, Vayivku ho'om balaylahu. The nation cried that night. Ki hasheker shehu pigam eini hashgocha goyreim dmois shem kilkul hoinayim. K'muvur Hashem HaTorah nalain shom. Rabbeinu Zal explains over there in Likutei Moran that sheker, which is the opposite of hashgocha, causes crying, which is the opposite of being able to see. When a person's crying, they can't see. The vision becomes blurred. They can't see clearly. V'al kein gormu churban habeis hamikdosh. And that's why this resulted in the destruction of the Beis HaMikdosh. K'may shom Rabbi Seinuzal, as the Gemara says, Atem b'chisem b'chia shel chinam. You're crying for nothing. Ani ekbalochem b'chia ledoiros. I'm going to establish this day of Tisha B'Av as a day of crying for generations. Ki ha-Beis HaMikdosh hu b'china seinayim. Because the Beis HaMikdosh is the eyes. K'may shekosuv, as the pasuk says, v'hoyu einai v'libi sham. Hashem says, my eyes and my heart will be there in the Beis HaMikdosh. Ki shom ikar ha-hashgocha. Because it's in the Beis HaMikdosh that you had the highest level of hashgocha. Here, Rav Nosson Zal is giving us an understanding. Again, there's a Mishnah in Kalim where the Mishnah says there's 10 levels of Kiddusha in Eretz Yisrael. Eretz Yisrael is Kodesh. Yerushalayim is more Kodesh. The Harabayis is more Kodesh. How do you measure it? What is it? It's more sugar, more salt. How do you measure the Kiddusha? One of the ways that you measure the Kiddusha is by Hashgocha, how much Teva there is there. In Chutz Laretz, a person could see a lot of Teva. In Eretz Yisrael, most people realize that Eretz Yisrael is lamalim and ateva. Eretz Yisrael, nothing makes any sense. How this country is able to work, how this country is able to survive and live. So Eretz Yisrael is teva. But Yerushalayim is Eretz Yisrael is hashgocha. Yerushalayim is a higher level of hashgocha. Lamalim and ateva. The Beis HaMikdosh is the highest level of lamalim and ateva. That's why the Mishnah says in Pirkei Avos that there were 10 miracles going on constantly in the Beis HaMikdosh. You walked into the Beis HaMikdosh, you saw There's no such thing as teva. And then you went into the Kodesh HaKadoshim, where the Gemara shows the measurements, all the measurements there, and you saw that the Oroin existed in zero space. The Gemara defines how big the Badim were, how big this was. The Gemara says, but hold on a second, the whole thing was 20 Amos, and we just calculated the full 20 Amos. Where was the Oroin? The Gemara says the Oroin was nowhere. The Oroin was in zero space. Why? It's Eretz Yisrael. It's the highest level of Kedusha, which means the highest level of Lemala Min Ateva. Just like the Gemara says on Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur, the Yidden would come, 600,000 Jews would come into the courtyard of the Beis HaMikdash, and they all would bow. Everybody had room to bow. What are you talking about? Take a calculator and figure out. There's so many Amos, there's so many Yidden. It's impossible. You're 100% right. That's 100% true. It's impossible, and the impossible works in Kedusha, in Hashgacha. That's what Hashgacha is. Hashgacha is Hashem. Hashem is not bound by Teva, by 1 + 1 can be 2 million. It does, 1 + 1 isn't 2 by Hashem. It could be anything he wants. Because in the Beis HaMikdash is where the highest, the most Hashgacha is. And that's what plugs the whole world, the whole Bria, into the oneness of Hashem. This is the concept that in the Kodesh HaKadoshim, in the Holy of Holies, you had the Evan Shesia, Shemimenu Hushtas Hoilam, from which the entire world was formed. Shederech Shom Oilin V'Nichlolim Bi'Echod. And it's via there, via the Evan Shesia, via the Kodesh HaKadoshim, that we plug into the oneness of Hashem. V'Alkein, Bebeis HaMikdash, Hoyu Mischaprim Kol Ho'Avoinois. Now you'll understand also why the Beis HaMikdash was the place where all Averois, all sins were whitewashed, were eliminated. Ki iker pigam kol ho'avoinois hu shenifrodin me'achduseis Baruch Hashem. Because as we learned before, the main problem of an aveira is that it separates the person from Hashem. The word mitzvah means lechaber. Tziv sechoda means a chibur. A mitzvah attaches a person to Hashem. An aveira distances a person from Hashem. So the whole concept of an aveira is that it makes you far from echod. Ve'oz tzorich tzadik godol beyoser sheyuchal lahamshir gam olav oir ho'emes. And then when a person became far from echod, he needs a tremendous tzaddik who has the ability to draw the oir ho'emes and bring it all the way to where shu b'chinas hashgacha, which is the light of hashgacha, to this person. And then that person has the ability to return to Hashem. Ki ikar hatshuva alidei ho'emes kanal, because we learned in the previous page that tshuva is dependent on emes. V'alkein, Mi shechoto hayetzorich lovei lebeis hamikdash. That's why when a yid did an avera, he had to come to the Beis Hamikdash lifnei hakoyein. He had to go to the koyein shehu bechinas hatzadik hoemes, who represents the true tzadik shehoyamechaper olav, who would atone for that person al yedei hakorbonos shebeis hamikdash, through the korbonos that were brought in the Beis Hamikdash. How does it work? Ki migoydel oir hahashgacha shehoya bebeis hamikdash kanal, because of the fact that the light of hashgacha was so powerful in the Beis Hamikdash, it was a billion times stronger than any other place in the world. That's the center of Hashem, of Hashem's hashgacha. V'alkein hoyushom asora nisim, and that's why the Mishnah says in Pirkei Avos that in the Beis Hamikdash there were 10 miracles going on all the time. Ki hanisim heim hisgalus hashgachos yisborach, because a miracle is a display of hashgacha. A miracle shows you that there's no teva. Umigoydel hisgalus hashgacha shoyu bebeis hamikdash, because of the fact that in the Beis Hamikdash the light of Hashgacha was so powerful, al yidei zeh ho yamam shech hakoyen oir Hashgacha gam al harochoik. The koyen was able to take that light of Hashgacha and beam it even on a person who became far, far from Hashem, far from Hashgacha. He's in the dark. This guy's in the dark. He don't believe. He doesn't believe. Oh, watch this. Turn on the light. He'll see it. He'll really see the light. To the point where even a sinner, who represents sheker, he's after creation, he's far from echod, nichlal gam hu b'echod. That person also got plugged into echod, v'choza l'sharoshoi, he returned to his roots, v'nistaken chetoi al yidei zeh, and his sin was corrected through this. An avera is a display of not believing in Hashem by being in that Beis HaMikdash, and when the kohen turned the light on, when the kohen opened his eyes to see the Rosh Gocha, he really believed in Hashem. Ki ikara hatikun al yidei ha-hashgocha. Because the main tikun of Klal Yisrael and of Averois and of everything is this concept of hashgocha, this faith really believing in the direct supervision of Hashem, that everything is under the direct supervision of Hashem. Shehu b'chinas emes. That's the concept of emes, which is light, which is truth. Through that, we return the whole world, the whole creation, we plug it back into Echod, into Hashem Echod. We know that the world is called Olam. The Hebrew word for world is Olam. Olam in Hebrew means ha'aloma, means hidden. Because that's what this world is all about. It's about the fact that Hashem is hidden. We don't see Hashem. We're not allowed to mention His name. We're not allowed to say Yud-Kei, Vav-Kei. We're not allowed to pronounce the name of Hashem. Hashem is very hidden, which means that. So that's what makes it possible for people to be walking around in this world, and you ask them, is there Hashem? No, of course. What Hashem? What are you talking about? Look, coffee, microphone. I see it. There's no Hashem. Show me where's Hashem. So the fact that that's what the Olam is, and the mission of a Jew in this world is, within this ha'aloma, with being surrounded by teva, everything around is teva, for the person to say, person takes an apple, what's an apple? It's teva, it's gashmias. Baruch atah Hashem Elokeinu melech olam. Nuts, let's see you create an apple, big shot. Let's see you make an apple. Let's see you make something that grows. Let's see you create a plant. Teva, science, big shot scientists, big shot doctors. Let's see them make one plant. Take a seed. Let's see them take a seed and make it grow with their scientific nonsense. Rahman al-Islam. So a person who believes every single thing in the Bria, the whole Achar HaBria, which is all Teva supposedly, he's mekasher it all the time to Hashgacha. He knows that if there's anything good, if that apple tastes good, if that apple has the power to give me chiyus, it's the Hashem in that apple. Toiv Hashem lakoil. Anything good in anything is the Hashem in that thing. Vizehu, and this is why the Gemara says there, Atem b'chisem b'chiyah shel chinam, you cried for nothing. When the Meraglim came back and gave their false, bad report about Eretz Yisrael, so the people were crying for nothing. You're crying. Hashem wants to give you $1 billion and you're crying? Ani ekbalochem b'chiyah ledoirois. I'm going to establish this as a day of crying for generations. Rav Nosson Zal says, look at the words. Bechia. What was the punishment? Crying. The Gemara says, Hashem punishes a person, mida keneged mida. You don't see Hashem? That's the problem? You can't see Hashem? You'll cry. You think what you see is called seeing, and what you don't see is called not seeing? Now you're going to cry. Now you're really not going to see. You're going to be busy crying. When a person cries, they don't see. Shehu nimshach al yidei sheker. Rabbeinu Zal shows over there, Likut Imran, that crying comes about, demois comes about through sheker. Shehu mekalkel ru'us oinayim. It weakens the vision of the eyes. V'alkein, and what's the tikkun for this? How do we do tshuva? How do we fix this? By us crying. And this is why a Jew who believes in Hashem and a Jew who believes in the Torah and believes in what all of this has to try his best to cry over the Churban Beis Hamikdash. V'chein mi sheroitza lo shuv be'emes. And so to a person who wants to do real tshuva, one of the most powerful ingredients in tshuva is crying. Tzorich livkois al chatov lefnei Hashem yisborach. They have to cry over their sins to Hashem. Ulevakesh milfonov shizakeu liskarav olav yisborach be'emes. And to beg Hashem to bring me, to really bring me close to Him. K'may shekosuv, as the pasuk says in Yirmiyah chapter 31, Bivichi yavoyu uvitachnunim oivilein. They will come to me, Hashem says, with crying and with pleadings. I'll redeem them, I'll rescue them. Ki ein hadin nimtak ela b'sharoshoy. Because we have a rule in Kabbalah that whenever you want to sweeten a din, you have to go to the source of the din to sweeten it. When you want to fix a problem, you got to go to the root of the problem. Because when did crying begin? After Hashem created the world. That's when the whole concept of sheker began. Which is the source, which is the beginning of crying. That's why Rabbi Akiva told those rabbis, Al toimru mayim mayim, don't say water, water. Shehim bechinas demois. He was referring to tears, which look like water, but water is clear. Water you can see through. Tears blind the person. Tears blur the vision. Shehu azhoro al sheker. Rabbi Akiva was warning them to be careful about sheker. K'moy shemesayim sham, as Rabbi Akiva finished over there, when he said, shenema, as the pasuk says, doiver shkorim lo yikon leneged einai, that a person who lies cannot be in front of the eyes of Hashem. Ayin shom ba toiranal. Take a look over there in that chapter on Likut Imran, and you'll see how Rabbi Nazal explains it. We'll hold it over here for now. Rav Nosson Zal is going to touch on something very deep about when Hashem separated the upper waters from the lower waters, and it's brought that the lower waters cried. They cried to Hashem, why? Why should we be downstairs? We want to be upstairs. We want to be close to you just like the upper waters. Again, the crying. The crying began right after the Bria. As soon as there's two, when there's one, there's only Emes. As soon as there's two, there's Hashem and the creation, there's a potential for sheker. Sheker means you don't see, you can't see straight. If I can see clearly, that's called emes. Don't you see? A person who doesn't see thinks they see. They it's the opposite. They see what they really don't see, Rahman al-Islam. We'll take this up in the next year, Mitzvah Shem.